Well, News Time 710, Mike Wilson filling in for Kayla Blakeslee just today. It's a today only thing. And joining us right now is Debbie Wuthnow from Indiana Voters iVoter Guide. And Debbie, welcome, first of all. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how's everything going?
It's going well. We're keeping busy.
Okay, good. Well, tell me what you're what are you busy doing right now, Debbie?
Well, we iVoter Guide is a nationwide voter guide, so we are busy evaluating candidates. And we did it in Indiana. The candidates that are running in the Republican primary in the federal races and statewide races and state legislative races. So lots of digging into what candidates have, how candidates have voted, who they've given money to, and getting them to answer our survey. And then iVoter Guide has a unique process where we look at every candidate, have volunteers who then help us rate every candidate on their political philosophy. And you can see all that at iVoterGuide.com for the Indiana primary coming up on the 7th of May.
So what are you looking for when you're going through and kind of looking at the rolls? Like, what do you say, like, oh, this is a high-rated candidate for us? What kind of criteria do they have to fall into here?
Well, we're a Christian organization, so we look at it from a biblical perspective on where they stand on the various issues, both socially and fiscally. So we're looking at their pro-life position. We're looking at how do they stand on spending, marijuana, religious liberty, limiting government versus growing government, a broad spectrum of issues. It's not any one particular issue. And I will also say that iVoter Guide doesn't endorse candidates, so we're not saying, you know, out of the five candidates that might be running in this race, which one is the best candidate. But we look at each candidate independently and rate them on a scale from verified liberal to verified conservative. And those verified ratings really require evidence and proof that they will stand behind conservative principles when they're tested by a vote or under fire or under pressure. So we're looking at a broad spectrum of issues.
So the whole crux of this, then, is to empower Christian voters who would want to make their votes based off of that for these government officials then, right?
Exactly. Too many people either don't know anything about the candidates or don't have the time to do the research. So iVoter Guide makes it easier for Christian voters by doing the research for you. We spend about 4 hours on average on every candidate that we cover. And, you know, it's over 100 candidates in Indiana. So we suggest you go there first and check the candidates out for yourself. And, you know, we get you further down the road. We don't cover a lot of local races. We do cover some select school boards, but not any in Indiana this primary election. So it's real important to be salt and light, to elect people who think like we think, who share biblical values, share our beliefs. And iVoter Guide helps you to identify those candidates who think like you think and will represent you more what is important to you when they're in office.
Okay, so now, Debbie, so once you go through this process and we've done all the research and everything like that, you put it up online. Are there changes that are made after that, or is it pretty rigid? It's like, no, we kind of did our research on this one. We feel thorough. And then you move on from there and then on to the next candidate because, like you said, you got so many.
Well, we do have a timeline that we strive to because we're not just in one state. As we finish Indiana, then we're working on, you know, Pennsylvania and New Mexico and all the other states out there. But we do, as new endorsements are released, we will add them to the voter guide. If we find any other information that becomes available, we will refresh that. So once we publish the research and the ratings, which happened before early voting, it's out there now in Indiana. I don't recall when we released it, but we are continually adding, as we're aware of them, new endorsements and things like that.
Okay, we're not going to hear any of your super PAC ads or anything like that, trashing candidates or anything. This is just an informational service, right?
This is just information. In fact, it's a way to cut through those super PAC ads that you'll see on the TV. Check out iVoter because it's based on actions, not just the rhetoric and the talk, and we do verify every piece of information that is included in iVoterGuide.com. So it is the truth. That is our part of our Christian responsibility to share the to find the truth and share the truth.
Like sort of that capital T kind of thing you're going with there, right?
Capital P?
Yeah, the capital T truth, right?
Capital T truth. I thought
yes.
You said capital P. Yes.
Oh, no, that would be a weird way to spell truth.
Yes,
yeah.
We are. Objective truth is one of our core values. So
there you go.
Really, we understand Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and so that's why we seek to share it with Christian voters, because we want all of us to be good stewards of our responsibility to vote, and it is like one of the talents God has given us. We need to do a good job and use it in every election and to use it wisely. That's why iVoter Guide exists.
Amazing, Debbie. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Debbie Wuth now from Indiana Voters iVoter Guide. And if you need more on that, of course, you could probably just head up the iVoter Guide. Do a little Google search. You'll find it there. If you need any more information on Fort Wayne's Morning News, you can always go to wowo.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.